Then I read it. Then I read it. And you know, I thought, obviously, we're talking about something here that is considered by Almighty God to be that which is fair, just, a false balance. Is abomination to the Lord. Turn with me back to Proverbs 6. Some things are spoken in Proverbs 6, starting in verse 16. It says, "These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto Him, unto His soul. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren." You know, I think we take way too lightly things that God says He hates. He who is the omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent God, the Scripture says, there's something that's an abomination to Him. There's something that He despises. Something that He is disgusted with. A false balance. Now, as I read that, I thought, obviously, there must be something about that that is more than what appears to be on the outside of that at first. There's something that's got to be deeper than what is the obvious to a man's fickle thinking. A false balance. 1 Timothy 5:21, Paul says, "Do nothing by partiality." Don't do anything by partiality. And by that word, partiality, this is what he meant. Don't tilt the scale. Don't tilt the scale. Do nothing by partiality. A just weight is the Lord's delight. Now the Scripture here is speaking of two things and God's attitude toward both of them. A false balance and a just weight. One of them is an abomination to Him. The other is His delight. A false balance or a deceitful scale. That's what it means, a deceitful scale. A just weight. If you have in the margin, if you have a Cambridge Bible, you may look in that middle section right there. It says on just weight, what it says is a perfect stone. A just weight. A perfect stone. Now, you know, we only know what is false or deceitful as it is compared to that which is true. Do you know how to reveal a false or a crooked stick? Just put a straight stick next to it. I've heard tell that people that work in banks, counterfeiting is a big deal. And do you know how they teach people how to spot counterfeit money? They only let them deal with real money. That's all they do. They teach them everything about real money. Real money. Some of y'all may work in a bank. All you do, you don't have to tell somebody or go into all the aspects of counterfeit money. You just let somebody deal with real money and they'll spot a counterfeit. You know, that's the way it is with a believer. You preach the gospel. You set forth Christ. You set forth truth. 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 And when a believer hears a lie, he knows it. That's where you know it. Paul says, I'm determined not to preach anything save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The Scripture says that a false balance is an abomination to the Lord. A false balance. Now that term, false balance, has got to do with determining the purity of something. That's what it's talking about, the purity of something. You take a scale, and someone brings in some metal, some precious metal, gold or silver or something like that. How much is this worth? Well, they've got a little scale over here. It's a little weight, an ounce, a half ounce, a quarter ounce or something. And that weight is placed on one side of the scale, and you begin to weigh what you got. And as you weigh, the scale, the weights are placed on there, and when that balance comes up, that's how much you got. How pure is it? Pure gold, pure silver weighs differently than that which is infused with something that's impure. Pure balance. Pure balance. Now the Scripture says that a false balance is an abomination to the Lord. Now, what is this balance that the Scripture speaks of? The Scripture says in Daniel 5:27, there was a man named Belshazzar. Belshazzar decided one day that he would take some of the cups that had been taken by his father, Nebuchadnezzar, taken from the temple, put in safekeeping. Belshazzar decided one night he's going to have a big party. Won't you go get those cups? Bring them out. And he said, let's drink. Let's drink out of those cups. Let's drink to our gods. So they did. Had them a big, big party. Had them a lot of fun. During the night, Scripture says that a hand appeared and began to write on the walls in Daniel 5. And Scripture says that one was brought in to give an interpretation of the writing. And one of the words was Tikel, that was written on the wall. Tikel. What does that mean? And Daniel says, well, this is what it means. You've been weighing the balance, and you've been found wanting. Weighed in the balance. Man declares his own faithfulness, his own work, and his own will to be the standard, to be the balance. But he who is omniscient, who searches the hearts and tries the reins, who is no respecter of person, who spotlessly is just, who rewards every man according to his works, that is, either those works whereby a man stands before God in himself, or the imputed righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Belshazzar, the Scripture says, was wanting. You've been weighed in the balance, in God's balance. Now, the Scripture says here, a false balance is an abomination to the Lord. But Belshazzar had been weighed, found wanting, lacking, that is. What did he lack? Well, he lacked a necessary righteousness that will stand under the scrutinizing eye of absolute holiness. What does a man outside of Christ lack? He's unjust. He's undone. He's without hope. He's without Christ. He's lost. The true balance is the balance according to God's holiness. The true balance discerns between the thoughts and the intents of the heart. In Isaiah chapter 28, look at this, Isaiah 28:17. Let's talk about God's balance. How is Almighty God going to deal with a man? Isaiah 28, verse 16. Isaiah 28, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone. Now what we're going to look at right here, we're going to look at God's balance, God's scale. This is God's scale. He said, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Who's that talking about, this tried stone, precious stone? That's Christ. That's the Lord Jesus. Judgment. Also will I lay to the lion, and righteousness to the plummet. And the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lives, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place. Man, by nature, has got himself a scale by which he himself thinks that God's going to judge him. Men will stand before Almighty God in that day. The Lord Jesus Himself says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, haven't we prophesied in your name? Haven't we cast out devils in your name? Haven't we done many mighty and wonderful works in your name? Then will he say unto them, depart from me, those that had called themselves workers of many mighty works. He says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. I never knew you. Not effectually, not lovingly, not everlastingly, not savingly. Your balance, your false balance, is an abomination to me. Man establishes himself a standard. And man's standard, man's balance, false balance, false weight, false scale, that's what he's talking about. Have you ever heard anybody say this? Well, I think that what's going to happen, the scale, all my good works, and I'll put those, all my good works over here. And then all the bad works will be over here, see? And if my good works outweigh my bad works, that's a false balance. That's a lying balance. That's a deceitful balance. There's no creature that is not manifest in his sight. All things are naked and open under the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. Proverbs 16:2 says, all the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. I'm telling you, a false balance, a false scale, is an abomination unto the Lord. A man, but for God's grace, will deceive himself as to the goodness of his ways. Saul of Tarsus said this of himself. He says, touching the righteousness which is in the law, he said, I'm blameless. Man, I'm telling you, Paul said, I'm telling you, this is the way it was. Man, I put all my good stuff on one side, and I'm telling you, there wasn't any bad stuff. Man, I weighed myself according to my own standard. And before the law of God, I was absolutely blameless. Man, false balance. But God who weigheth the spirits said of Saul, 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 why persecutest thou me? And all today who bow not to the Lord Jesus Christ, who believe not His gospel, the same thing. The Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Let a man declare in his heart that Almighty God will show him mercy for any other reason save for His sovereign, saving grace viewing that man, considering that man, seeing that man, beholding that man, the person of his blessed Son. And that man judges himself by a false balance, deceitful. Woe unto that man that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherds, that is, the broken pieces of pottery, strive with the potsherds of this world. A man says, well, I tell you what, this is the way it is. Be this denomination, you'll be all right. Be a Southern Baptist, or be a Methodist, or be a Catholic, or be a Presbyterian, or a Baptist, or whatever you want to be. Call it what you want to. Let the potsherds of this world strive with the potsherds of this world. But I'm telling you, a false balance. There is but one way. There is but one truth. There is one life. And the Lord says, I am He. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And a false balance is an abomination unto the Lord. That's false and deceitful scale. God says, it disgusts me. Weighed outside of Christ, man has no hope. The Pharisee, the Scripture says, stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men are, extortioners and unjust and adulterers. Lord, I've weighed myself in my balance, and I'm not like them. This parable, the Scripture said, was spoken to those who trusted in themselves that they were righteous. But as to a false balance, that is an abomination to the Lord, I'll tell you this, so it is to the believer. Job 31:6 said this, Job 31:6, let me be weighed, Job said, in an even balance. That word even there means a just balance. Let me be weighed. Let me be weighed in Him. Let me be weighed in Christ. Let me be considered in Him. Like that. In the balance of God's righteousness. Not the righteousness which is of myself. But that righteousness charged to me, that just weight, which is the Lord's delight. The Lord has appointed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He hath ordained. God hates a false balance, that is, a deceitful scale. God hates it. I know what men say. It doesn't matter what church you go to, what you believe, as long as you're sincere. I said this before, Hitler was sincere. He was sincere. But a man be sincerely wrong. A false balance. Oh, but a just weight. A just weight is His delight. I like that interpretation of that. Just weight, a perfect stone. Perfect stone. Oh, how can our hearts and minds go but to Him who is the rock, the stone, that stone that Isaiah spoke of. I lay for a sure foundation, a tried stone. I know to those that trusted in themselves and find all their hope in their free will, refuse this stone. I know that. Man by nature despises the thought that he himself is not his own judge, his own scale. That man by nature hates the thought of being told that he is in himself absolutely petrifying in the sight of Almighty God in himself. That from the crown of his head to the sole of his foot, he's undone. He hates that by nature. He loves to be told that he's something. Men will stumble at his word, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the rock of offense because he is sovereignly set forth as God Almighty. He's God. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is His delight. Here's that weight that is God's pleasure. That tried stone. A stone of proof. A tried stone. Tried by the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, came into this world, sent, ordained, chosen by Almighty God, sent into this world, came into this world, and lived perfectly before Almighty God. And God Almighty found Him faithful. This is my beloved Son in whom I well pleased, faithful in His willingness, faithful in His obedience, faithful in His love, faithful unto death, faithful, tried stone, tested, tempted by Satan, by wicked men, but proven by Almighty God. A just weight, a perfect stone, one perfect. One man, one just man. Precious stone. Tried stone and precious stone, Isaiah said. Valuable. Valuable to the Father. Precious to the Father, being the beloved Son. And precious to the believer. Unto you, therefore, which believe, He's precious to you. Christ is our hope. Christ is our hope. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and His righteousness, our hope of eternal glory. Hope, the chief cornerstone upon whom all the people of God are built. A false balance, does it really matter? Does it really matter? Does it matter what a man believes? Does it? Does it matter how a man sets up. I tell you, and I tell you with assuredness, the gospel that was set forth, this gospel that has faithfully preached, years and years and years, the gospel of Christ, God Almighty's salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ, He's the perfect stone, the just weight. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord. Let man say, it doesn't matter. Let man say, it doesn't matter. We're all going in the same direction. You know, we're all going to the same goal. I'm telling you, a false balance is an abomination to the Lord. But a just weight is His delight. Christ, our hope of glory. All right, Pat.